purpose in the war should be certain. If you're sorry, say, then again, succumb. Cool mercenary, traffic elemental, turning numb. Say it's a waste of time, oh, what a waste. Synchronize a line, the assembly staying silent. Longevity dying on the floor. 10 times on and did they get any more? Waste of time, oh, what a waste. Synchronize violence, suffering in silence. Your complicity riding on the floor. 10, 4, 5 if you take it any more. Suicide donors, suicide kings. Die for me now, give me everything. Be the energy, cause I believe in your illusion that I haven't even seen. Get a witness, can I get a light? Can I get a tally once it maybe could be right? Try to get ahead for a minute, but instead see the manic Oscar caffeine that's ringing in your head. It wouldn't be a problem if there wasn't some remorse for the loss that it caused. All your brothers on the force, dilate, terminated, all the rails react. For the lies of the others, we be tracing it back. Can you tell who's been taking your place? Can you see all the damage that's been done in your wake? In a statement measuring the force of your lies, you read it and you never wonder why. But the only way to think of it is aiming to explore. That's the only way I know to take it anymore. Animation qualified, a dissident who's on our side to lead us to the beats and the sleepers only see. A community of understanding understands the need, with the fringe benefactors all controlling the beliefs. A waste of time, oh, what a waste. Synchronize the line, the assembly staying silent. Longevity dying on the floor. 10 times on if you take it anymore. A waste of time, oh, what a waste. It up and include more symbols than you're cognizant of, cause the network isn't just a chart of your mind, it's telling you what's going on inside. So if you loosen it up and include more symbols than you're cognizant of, a network isn't just a chart of your mind, it's telling you what's going on inside. 1, 2, 3, 4, can't take it anymore. 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 A waste of time, oh, what a waste. Synchronize a line, the assembly staying silent. Longevity dying on the floor. 10 times on if you take it anymore. A waste of time, oh, what a waste. Synchronize violence, suffering in silence.
Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is a fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic alternative and loads of other things I kind of pretend fit in some of them genres somewhere, but I can generally get away with, or at least I think so. And it's brought to you by myself, Nigel, here in the studio on my own tonight, as usual, and bringing you, well, I think tonight's programme's going to be a very familiar mix of tunes with a bit of information in between, somewhere scattered throughout the show about gigs, clubs, events, festivals, all that kind of stuff. Everything relevant to those musical genres I listed at the start. And I started there with a great little track from Stromkern, that's Symbols, which is off their recently released Dead Letters EP after about a 6-year gap. It sounds like the stuff I'm playing off that EP, while there's some new stuff and some mixes of old stuff, the new stuff is sounding just as fresh and high quality as all their old stuff, which is great to hear, and I'm looking forward to the forthcoming EP and album. So fingers crossed that that will be good. I'm hoping it really will be. I'm hoping this is a signal of how things are to come, and hopefully they'll tour again so I can actually get to see them again, because I didn't see them since, well, when they played Infest, and I can't remember off the top of my head, but I imagine that's a good 6-7 years ago. That's way back when. So yeah, hopefully they'll tour, and I don't know, I'm just randomly imagining things now. Loads of possibilities, nothing's confirmed. So yes, that was Stronker, great stuff. And I think I'm going to continue now with a track from an album. Now, there's an artist called Faderhead, and when he came out, I absolutely loved his stuff to bits. The first two albums were really good. The first album was stonking. The second album was okay, but it had a few ballady things in that didn't really fit with my idea of Faderhead. But he seemed to enjoy it, and he seemed to get good reviews for it, so, you know, good on him. Third album went seemingly a bit more ballady as well, which was just... he kind of went off the ball for me, so I stopped running out and grabbing his releases as soon as they came out. Now, he's had his fourth album, World of Faderhead, out for a few weeks now, if not maybe a month or two, and I've just completely forgotten to go and pick it up and have a look and listen, and so I thought, let's check this out and see what he's sounding like these days. So I thought I'd play a track off that album. I've not really given it a solid listen myself, but I thought I'd play something for you so you can make your mind up as well. So this is Faderhead with I'm Not a Robot.
Sometimes I run, sometimes I lose. I'm not a robot. Sometimes I fall, sometimes I lose. I'm not a robot. Sometimes I fall, sometimes I bruise. I'm not a robot. I'm not a robot. Sometimes I fall, sometimes I lose. I'm not a robot. Thank you.
I saw our faces.
That was Rabbit Junk with The Boy with the Sun in His Eyes, which is absolutely fantastic because that's a free download. Well, it's kind of a free download. Essentially, if you go to Bitriot Records, I think bitriot.com, and that is a download where you can pay what you would like for it. You get to choose. It's kind of a tip jar kind of thing. Brilliant concept. We've done this before with a previous single, and I think it's a great way to get people to feel they can have a listen first, and then they can go, well, actually, I think I'd pay £1 for that or £2 or whatever. It's perfectly fine. Or you can pay nothing if you really want to. Their music's out there, and that is quite a good single, I think. It's I don't know. They've gone on, moved slightly away from the kind of bubblegum pop of their previous single, which was called Bubble, really. The punky, poppy stuff they played there. And this is kind of... there's a bit more to it. So hopefully these two singles are some kind of significance of a forthcoming album, which would be great if there was an album coming along which had kind of a mixture of all these kind of styles coming across, but was still with that definitive Rabbit Junk sound. Anyway, I know nothing of any such forthcoming album. It's just a guess. But hopefully something might come along at some point and we'll get a whole album full of this stuff. What else did we have there? We had Scandi with Crush on a Machine from the 13 Ways album. That's obviously Andy LaPlagua from Icon of Coil and Combi Christ and Panzer AG. And I'm not sure if he had any other projects. I think he has, but I can't remember any off the top of my head. So, yes, Scandi was his more... pure electro project, doing kind of samples and female vocals and things like that, and that's a lot of fun, that track. I occasionally pull it out. It's a while old now, and it looks like he's focusing back on Icon of Coil now, since they've done tours and there's been rumours of new material. Yes, so I imagine the Scandi project's definitely on hold, if not parked firmly in a lay-by. And before that, we had Faderhead with I'm Not a Robot off the his latest album, The World of Faderhead. Again, like I said, just as I was playing that track, I haven't really given the album a good listen to. I think that's representative of the album. There's kind of a rough mixture of kind of Oontsy-type club tracks and a bit more baldy stuff, and that track's somewhere between the two. Well worth playing, I thought. Right, kind of news. I thought I'd run down the news, and there is a bit of interesting news coming up this week. We have the announcement of bands for Deviate Fest. Deviate Fest is at the end of June, start of July, 3 or 4 day tickets available. And the list of bands has been leaking out slowly for the last few weeks, to the point where I hadn't realised quite how many had been named. This week's announcement was one of the bigger headliners. Terrorvision are announced to play Deviate Fest. Terrorvision, yes, that's a band I last saw playing really big stadiums years ago. But yes, after last year's where no one knew what he'd managed to do after pulling Gary Numan out of his hat, he's pulled out Terrorvision, which is still very, very impressive. But who else got announced this week? Method Cell, Blackbeard's Tea Party and Null White. Adding to that, a load that have already been announced, but I don't think I actually kept track of, so a few skimmed by me, so I didn't announce them to you. We have the rest, in order of what I think I read them off the website. We have the March Violets, Red Yori, Lorry, Yellow Lorry, Professor Elemental, Mr. B the Gentleman Rhymer, The Men That Will Not Be Blamed for Nothing, Utah Saints, Mr. Joe Black, Fearless Vampire Killers, Anne-Marie Hurst, The Chapman Family, Berlin Black and the Shades of Grey, Abdoprov, The Last Cry, and Altered, and more to be announced. So this is shaping up to be a very good festival already, even if you kind of don't know half those bands or waiting for the rest of the bands to be announced. Now, the organisers announced that there's early bird price for the tickets. The tickets are now on sale, and the 4-day early bird price is £55, and the 3-day early bird price is £50. These prices will be available for the next day or so. I think he said on Saturday they're going up to the normal price, which is quite annoying because he hasn't actually specified what the normal price is. Now, I think the difference between the 4-day and 3-day is the first day of the festival, the Thursday, they usually get bands who have played previous iterations of the festival to come back. So that's exactly what you're missing out on if you only go for the 3-day festival ticket. So it's usually a one-night thing at the Duchess. So we'll wait and see whether that £5 difference is worthwhile, but quite how much it'll go up to after Saturday or on Saturday, I've no idea. I couldn't comment. He hasn't let that gem of information out yet. So if you want a definite ticket for the prices announced at the moment, £50 or £55 available from the deviatefest.com website. It's well worth noting that August's flock, so after the end of July, so start of August, the flock organisers have confirmed Anne-Marie Hurst to play there as well. So within the space of slightly over a month, you'll get to see Anne-Marie Hurst twice if you want, if you're over in that area of Yorkshire. What else, what other news is there to tell you? The Electronic Saviours compilation, a compilation I really did enjoy, and also done by artists and record label organisers, not for any kind of profit, but for charity, for bringing money towards cancer charities. And all the artists put in tracks, and everyone put in their time for free, and it's a really stonking great compilation, and it's massive as well. I think the first one was 4 discs with an extra digital disc of, well, about 2 discs worth you could download. The second version is about 6 or 7 discs. It's massive, and it's due out on the 8th of May. The advanced orders have been turned off now, which is a shame, because I was just about to click buy and they turned them off. There was a limited number of advanced orders, I think. So yes, that's due out on the 8th of May, so that's only a few days' time. So hopefully I will manage to grab a copy and be playing stuff off that on the next show. We'll just have to wait and see how easily I can order a copy and how quickly the post gets it to me. What else is worth mentioning? Oh yes, Stephen Pross, the mastermind behind Mind in a Box, his debut album called The Way Home, for his project THYX, or Sixth, I think. I'm not sure how you pronounce that. I've never heard anyone pronounce it. It's a Tix or Thixth. THYX, anyway, is due out on May the 22nd, so only 2 or 3 weeks away. And there's one track already released off that, which I'll try and play later in the show. I think I've got it queued up over here somewhere. Which is very good. It's very kind of Mind in a Box sounding. Well worth getting hands on if you like that kind of thing. But it's limited to 500 European copies. And they've already started pre-orders. So if you go over to thyxmusic.com/store, you can pre-order your copy of that. So yeah, if you're a bit of a Mind in a Box nut, I think you probably already know about that. But if you don't, that's where you can find new Mind in a Box sounding stuff from the front man of Mind in a Box. All right, but I think that's enough nattering about news for the time being. I think I'm going to continue with tunes. What have I got queued up? This is something I've got queued up, yes. Here's some She Wants Revenge.
Close. and told her thinking maybe it'd pass. And they talked and looked away a lot doing the dance. Her hand brushed up against his, she left it there. Told him how she felt and then they locked in a stare. They took a step back, thought about it, what should they do? Cause there's always repercussions when you're dating in school. But their lips met and reservations started to pass. Whether this was just an evening or a thing that would last, either way he wanted her and this was bad. Wanted to do things to her, it was making him crazy. Now a little crush turned into a like, and now he wants to grab her by the hair and tell her, I want to hold you close.
You are still listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Zeitgeist Zero with Party for One from their album Dead to the World, which is stunning stuff. And they played a gig recently for the Flock venue about a month or so ago. And apparently, I couldn't get to it because I was over at Sheffield seeing the Resistance Festival. And It was concerned that they may not get a great turnout from their local fans because half of them will be at Resistance. But from the sounds of it, from the reports back I've got, that was still a very well-attended gig. So clearly they're quite a big band with quite a draw, considering they're a local band. They're from Leeds. So well worth getting to see if you like them, especially next time they play anywhere close. And before that, we had She Wants Revenge with Tear You Apart, and it's worth mentioning She Wants Revenge are coming up sometime. Actually, I'll get to that in a minute, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to run down the gigs and clubs in the local area, and I think I've got a note about when She Wants Revenge are playing Sheffield. So let's go through the gigs and clubs and stuff like that, and I'll let you know stuff. Okay, so this coming Saturday the 5th of May, we have Flock at the Library in Leeds. They have some bands, a very last-minute kind of organised gig here, involving The Last Cry, Archway Towers and Speculus. Doors 7:30, first band at 8, club night from 10pm-ish. Tickets are £4 in advance, so I presume a little bit more on the door on the night. And it includes entry to the Flock Club Night afterwards. And if you're just there for the Flock Club Night, I aim to get there 10:15 onwards, just in case the gig overruns a little. And that goes until 2am, and it's £4 before midnight. And more information can be found at Facebook events or sheepish.net. And it's worth mentioning that Saturday, I'd mentioned before, a Chameleons Vox gig that, if you remembered, also had The Last Cry playing. And what's happened was the Chameleons Vox gig has had to be relocated and rescheduled. It is now no longer on Saturday the 5th, it's on Friday the 11th, so it's the following Friday, and it's moved from West Bank to the Cockpit. Now, they didn't go into details on why this change has happened, but some of the bands, I think The Last Cry, couldn't make the new date, so they've been picked up by the Flock people, so you can still get to see The Last Cry on Saturday the 5th, just a different venue. So the lineup for the Friday the 11th gig at the Cockpit is now the Chameleons, Vox, Artery and Berlin Black. Tickets, if you got tickets for the original scheduling of the Chameleons Vox gig, apparently tickets are still valid. And if you now can't make it and want a full refund, apparently your provider, your seller who sold you the tickets, can give you a full refund. So, yeah, the complicatedness. Whenever I announce listings and events and stuff like this, it's always worth double-checking that nothing's changed before you leave the house or earlier that week, because things do change at the last minute, out of many people's control, unfortunately. But yes, it's well worth always checking. That's why I try and tell you where you can find more information about the event. Sunday the 13th of May, so the following Sunday, we have the Lucifer Lounge at Santiago's in Leeds. This has got live music from the Sisters cover band The Marching Men. It starts at 7pm, bands are on first, and then DJs after the band. So it goes from 7pm till late, and more information can be found that by searching for the Lucifer Lounge on Facebook. And it's worth mentioning, and this is where I skip a bit in the future, because that's really all I've got for covering the next couple of weeks. But She Wants Revenge, as I mentioned earlier, are playing on Monday the 18th of June, so only a month and a bit away. £13 it will cost in advance at Sheffield Corporation. And also on Saturday the 7th of July at Sheffield Corporation, again, there is the Gothsicles plus the PCP Principal plus Cypherdyne. Bands that are just, well, certainly the Gothsicles are lots of fun to see live. I'm definitely trying to get over there to see that. That should cost £10 in advance. And more information about the Corporation gigs can be found at corporation.org.uk. Right, now time to continue with the tunes. And as I promised a little bit earlier in the show, here is the track, the one track we've been able to get a hold of by Thyx, or THYX, the project by Stephen Poisse of Mind Airbox, called Into the Realm. Every day,
Just give it back. Make you spend all your life running the system.
You heard the Method Cell with Scissors from an album called Curse of Modern Age, which I think is a fairly recent release for them. I think they're a fairly new band as well. There's not that much I know about them, apart from they kind of got highlighted when I read they were playing the Deviate Festival in York in the end of June, start of July. I mentioned the dates earlier. And to be honest, they're one of the bands I think I'm going to be looking out for because they're new to me, but they sound pretty good. I'll be getting my hands on their album Curse of Modern Age because it's from that little bit I've heard there, that's sounding well worth it. Certainly if you like your kind of melodic electronic music. And before that, we had THYX or Thick. Or I'm not really sure how you meant to pronounce that. If I ever manage to bump into Stephen Poiss, I will ask him. But for the time being, I'll just call him Tix. With Into the Realm from his debut album, The Way Home, which I will hopefully be getting my hands on as soon as it gets released. I've done the whole pre-ordering shenanigans, so hopefully that'll be shipped out promptly, and I'll be able to play more of that. And fingers crossed it's as good as that, because that's just quite good on its own. Even if you kind of forget about the Mind in a Box connection, it's kind of got similarities, but it's its different thing as well. You can kind of tell he's doing it on his own rather than along with the Mind in a Box guys. Very good stuff. Now, I just want to say, if you know of events and things that I haven't covered, let me know. Drop me a line at the studio. My contact email address should be on the bcbradio.co.uk website. Drop me any kind of information there. I will let people know. It's one of the best ways I find of trying to find out information. I've various friends in bands or who put on gigs and things like that, but I still have to troll the internet and look at flyers and check out venues just to make sure I know what's going on. And I easily miss things. So if you don't know of things that I've missed, let me know so I can tell everyone. I like to be a conduit of letting people know, and I also like to know myself just so I can get along to some of the more interesting gigs. But that's roughly all I've had time for tonight. I'm going to leave you one track, a track by Cyanotic. This is from the Electronic Saviors Volume 1 compilation. I mentioned the Volume 2 is coming out very soon and it's well worth getting your hands on, and all proceeds go to very good charities and all that kind of stuff. But apart from the whole charity thing, it's just a very good compilation, chock full of shouty, noisy, industrial stuff. And this is Cyanotic featuring 16 Volt, the whole Glitch Mode crew together, and a track called Axiom, the post-affliction version. So there you go. I will be back in a fortnight's time. I hope you enjoy this, and I will see you in a couple of weeks. Good night.